A Homemade Life by Molly Weisenberg. Everyone needs a chocolate cake in her repertoire. Actually, if we're really going to get down to it, a good soup is also important, and a basic vinaigrette, and at least one type of cookie. But a chocolate cake is essential. The dense, silky thing I call my chocolate cake was inspired by a recipe I found in a French cookbook a few years ago. A recipe for what is commonly, on that side of the Atlantic, called a fondant au chocolat, derived from the verb fondre, or to melt. Its name translates roughly to melting chocolate cake, which I would argue is what all chocolate cakes should be. It contains nearly half a pound of chocolate and an equal amount of butter, 5 eggs, about 1 cup of sugar, and a single tablespoon of flour. In the oven, it puffs like a bastardized souffle, and when it cools, its crust crackles like the top of a brownie. When you slice it, it yields to the knife like soft fudge. I first made it only a handful of months before I met Brandon, and I don't think the timing was coincidental. At the time, I was newly single and doing what felt, to me at least, like a lot of dating. I even asked out my cashier at the grocery store, however unsuccessfully. That fall, I made my chocolate cake for every man I dated, all 2 of them. I also made it once for my friend Kate, who requested the recipe immediately. Soon, she had baked it for a guy she was seeing, and then again for an old flame who came to visit. She even called once from Jackson Hole, where she was skiing with friends for the weekend, to request an emergency reminder of the ingredient quantities so that she could make it for a guy she'd just met. It was Kate who gave the fondant au chocolat the name by which it is now known, the winning hearts and minds cake. Because, politics aside, that's what it does. It's not something you want to serve to someone you feel so-so about. It's what you serve when you want his undivided attention. I would have made my chocolate cake for Brandon on his first visit to Seattle, had we had more than 36 hours together. I knew that I wanted him to stick around. I made it on his second visit, and his third, and his fourth. When it came time to choose our wedding cake, we were adamant about one thing. It had to taste good. We didn't need a white cake, or frosting for that matter, or multiple tiers, swags, or rosettes. We didn't even need to hire someone to make it. I wanted to do it myself. First, I thought about banana cupcakes with a bittersweet ganache. I even tested a few recipes, one of which was pretty promising. But then, one night, I made the winning hearts and minds cake for a dinner party. Brandon walked into the kitchen as I was pouring the batter into the pan, and he took one look at it and said, "Why aren't we having that for our wedding cake?" He knows a good thing when he sees it. So I made 20 of them. It wasn't nearly as bad as it sounds. It was actually sort of therapeutic. The winning hearts and minds cake is a breeze to make, and it freezes beautifully. All I had to do was stir, bake, wrap, and freeze. Stir, bake, wrap, and freeze. Stir, bake, wrap, and freeze. The day before the wedding, our friends Ashley and Chris retrieved them from our freezer and delivered them to the caterer, each cake snug in its own 10-inch pizza box. It was the easiest wedding cake, or cakes I can imagine. They weren't beauty queens with their thick waists and crackly crinkled skin, but I didn't care. The work-to-pleasure ratio was about 1 to 10, which is just the way I like it. The day after Brandon's first visit to Seattle, which now seems like pleasantly ancient history, I sent Kate an email. "He was amazing," I gushed. "So sweet, so funny. I drove him to the airport this morning and cried all the way home. I think this might be the best thing that's ever happened to me, and the hardest." "I'm so excited for you," she gushed in reply. "You've been taking this on with your whole heart and that oversized mind of yours. Don't stop now. This is the bread and butter. This is what it's all about." I burst into tears when I read that. I've never forgotten it. When I was making our wedding cakes, all those hours at the oven, all that stirring and baking, I kept saying it. "This is the bread and butter. This is what it's all about." It's going to sound silly, I know, but I think that what it all comes down to is winning hearts and minds. Underneath everything else, all the plans and goals and hopes, that's why we get up in the morning, why we believe, why we try, why we bake chocolate cakes. That's the best we can ever hope to do, to win hearts and minds, to love and be loved.